Well, it's kind of a interesting story. I got him off a video from somebody I didn't know in the Czech Republic. That was probably a bad idea. But I saw like this video of him. He was like 5-year-old and somebody was jumping him around. And I was like, oh, that looks like kind of a cute horse, you know, to bring over and resell. And he got here and he was just really, really quirky. I was like, oh no, like this maybe wasn't the best buy.
Welcome to the Major League Eventing Podcast, the show for eventing fans by eventing fans.
And as usual, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Cowboy Magic. Thank you so much, Cowboy Magic. Karen, what do we have this week?
This week, we have the Cowboy Magic Concentrated Rosewater Conditioner. It is a new innovation in the equine market. As it is massaged in, the formula will dissolve mineral and chemical buildup deposited by water. After rinsing, the hair will be left in an ultra-clean, almost virgin state.
That's awesome stuff, Karen. The stuff is amazing. They're even using it on people, Karen.
Yes, they are. Yes.
So it's amazing stuff. Wonderful. Get it. It's long-lasting. It's fantastic stuff. So thank you so much, Cowboy Magic. We're sure to appreciate it. You have the best products. And
love them.
We're just so happy to be on your squad. So thanks a lot, Cowboy Magic. What did you get this time from our good friends at Fairfax and Faber?
I got the Monaco Wedges in the navy blue suede and also the British Equestrian Tassels.
Yep. Yeah, very cool. So somebody did a really good job of picking this stuff out for you.
I think so.
What's really cool is the wedges have like an embossed Fairfax and Faber on the toe of the shoe, on top of the shoe. And then they have
the little tassel on the back.
Very little, mini little Fairfax and Faber tassel on the back, which makes it a very, very cute detail. How comfortable are they, Karen?
You wear so comfortable.
Really? Because I know you are funny with your shoes.
I know, I am.
And I always worry about getting your shoes, but especially cute shoes, because for some reason they seem to hurt the most. But
I love them. They're perfect.
You love them?
Perfect.
Super, super. The tassels. They're British Equestrian, red
and blue.
And blue. So like blue on one side, red on the other. So you got a cool little contrast on the boot. So
can't wait to put them on my Regina boots.
Yeah.
One bit.
Yeah. So fantastic. So listen, go to fairfaxandfavorite.com. Triple Crown Feed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Triple Crown. Big fans of Triple Crown Feed. They have tons of great products out there.
Mm-hmm.
Premium stuff. Karen, what do you got to say over there?
So Triple Crown has formulas that are tailored to your horse's unique needs and help support immunity and gut health. Find your local Triple Crown Feed dealer by going to triplecrownfeed.com.
Triplecrownfeed.com. That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
It is.
Triplecrownfeed.com. They have a great feed locator. They have a great feed comparison tool on their website. I encourage everyone to get over there, check out Triple Crown Feed's website, check out the different products, check out what makes them so special, and give them a shot, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
Support the people to support the show. Trish Scott's got us covered, and she can cover you. Trish is on with us to talk about equine mortality and medical coverages, which there's a lot of changes, Trish. So tell us, what's going on in the industry right now, and how can you help people?
Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on in the equine mortality and medical coverage right now, and I just wanted to put the word out there that we don't have to be afraid. Changes are coming, but I can certainly take care of whatever questions, concerns, our vendors have. Right now, the biggest one is Great American is not offering any medical coverage to any renewals or new business. And the thing is, with our ventures, they're one of the top three rated horses for mortality. So it's a very unique breed of animal, very unique training. So we need to make sure that your policy is covered. I have access to some of the top rated carriers right now. They are all offering full mortality, medical, surgical, any coverage is needed for our ventures. Don't worry about it. Just give me a call. I'd be more than happy to walk through your current policy and make sure that your renewal is covering your horse. Not a problem. Just give me a call. I'm always available. 484-319-8923.
The Rain Turtle by Turtleneck, the best rain sheet on the market, Karen.
The best. It comes in a 1, 2, and a 3 piece. with a 3-year waterproof warranty, and it has a full antibacterial lining.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, they have the stretch panels. So, Karen, if people want to learn more, learn about the Rain Turtle, the sizing, how to measure your horse up for sizing, how do people learn more and purchase the Rain Turtle by Turtleneck?
Just go to turtleneck.biz.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Karen, and we're your hosts of the Major League Eventing Podcast. And we have another special guest today.
Very exciting.
She is packing for Kentucky, getting ready to do the 4-star there. Welcome to the show, Sarah Kuhn.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. We're very excited to have you on today. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, can't wait to hear about, you know, your trip to Kentucky. So
yeah, I'm excited. I'm behind in my packing and I have a lot to do, but I'm really excited to be heading out there with my horse, Mr. Cash.
Awesome. So before we get into your trip to Kentucky, can you tell us exactly where you're coming to us from?
I am in Aiken, South Carolina. Beautiful Aiken. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So what's it like there right now?
Well, the winter season is kind of winding down. I've been living here full time for like 9 years now. So really it's home to me. And stuff's kind of winding down and it's starting to get really hot. But we're looking forward to a slightly quieter summer and a good fall. So yeah, I love it here.
Nice. And you're there year round?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. It's hot in the summer. I'm from Massachusetts originally, so it's quite different. But I really like it down here. It's a great eventing community. Everyone is so friendly and the venues are great and the training opportunities for the horses couldn't be better. So yeah. I love it.
Yeah. 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 I like Aiken. It's a cute little town.
Yep.
All right. So, Sarah, can you take us back and tell us how you got your start in riding and then into eventing?
Well, it's probably kind of a different story. I grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is like a city outside of Boston. And it's very urban and there are like no horses or anything like that anywhere near Cambridge. And nobody in my family rides at all. So I'm kind of like the outlier. But basically, I met this girl in grade school and she was from Germany and she was like horse obsessed. And we went on vacation with my parents and they loved it because they would just drop us off at this local barn and we would be there all day and they would do whatever they wanted. And we basically were babysat all day at the barn. And I just got obsessed with it. And then it was like, can I lease a horse? Like, where can I ride, you know, from Cambridge? And my mom was driving me an hour to and from the barn every day. And I just got into eventing because I loved like doing the three different parts of it. I loved how difficult it was and obviously loved the cross country. So now I'm a professional and haven't looked back.
Awesome. So did you do any pony club?
I did a little bit of pony club. It wasn't big in my area. So not much. I think I got like my D3 and then honestly, I dropped out after that. I rode a lot. I evented a lot through high school. And then I went and worked full time with Darren Chacha down in Ocala. While I was in college and after college, I kind of worked in the real world for a while using my degree. And then I was like, I just really want to ride full time. So that's when I moved to Aiken and I've been riding professionally for about 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Really cool.
Yeah. And what did you go to college for?
Environmental science. I have a degree in environmental science. I worked in solar energy. I worked in eco marketing. I actually started my own company out of college and it was pretty successful, but it ended up not working out in the end. And I kind of just made a complete change and moved down to Aiken where I didn't know anybody. One horse, like a three-star horse at the time that I was riding. And I just kind of started my business from scratch. And yeah, so made a complete life change.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big leap there.
Yeah.
Just kinda, you know what? We're packing up.
Totally
we're going to Aiken.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what made you choose Aiken over Ocala, since that's where you were working for Darren at?
Well, to be honest, I was working for Darren when he had his horrible accident. And it really affected all of us. And that's when I kind of took a step back from riding after that and really needed to think about whether eventing was something I wanted to do anymore. Obviously, Darren was somebody that we all respected so much, and he was invincible to us. So when he had such a life-changing accident, I think, you know, it really took us all aback. And, you know, then when I decided that I wanted to keep riding, Ocala wasn't going to be the place that I was going to go. And I had gone to Aiken some, like in the winter seasons when I was in high school, and I really liked the town and it just felt like the right place for me. So that's why I made the decision to come to Aiken.
Yeah. Yeah. We always said we would love to have Darren on the show. So
we'd love to. He's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys should reach out to him. He's such a nice person. I hope he's doing well. I haven't seen him in quite some years, but I hope he's doing well.
I think the last time we actually saw him, we were in Wellington for the eventing showcase there. And he was just walking around, just, you know, spectating. And, you know, we were like, oh, there's Darren, but we were too nervous to even approach him.
So. Oh, you guys should. He's a really, really nice guy. He's a really nice person. I'm sure he'd love to be on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe
we should. And he's very personable.
Yeah. Maybe we should reach out to him. So try to get him on.
You guys should.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, so Sarah, so obviously, you know, you made the big leap. You went up to Aiken, started your own business there. Can you take us a little bit and kind of tell us a bit of what your current business is like?
Well, it's mostly like a teaching and training business. So I've got about 30 horses here.
Wow.
Got a pretty big program. A lot of clients who are doing, you know, eventing. I've got some hunter jumper clients. And I do a lot of young horses, training of young horses that people give me to train. And also I import a lot of horses that I train and then we'll resell. So it's very busy. It's a big property, 75 acres. So I'm doing a lot of mowing and all that too. But I really like it and I'm lucky I have a really good staff and it's kind of all come together through a lot of hard work over the past 9 years. Oh, so, yeah.
I bet.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
30 horses and 75 acres.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I enjoy it. I like being busy. I like being busy. So I enjoy it and I get to ride all day. So I really can't complain.
Yeah, it could be worse. You could be like me stuck in the office. Well, and Robbie too.
It could be.
Stuck behind a desk and staring at numbers all day long.
I did that before. I did that before and I was like, this is not for me. I like to be outside and I wanted to be around horses. So it's hard work and long days, but we all love it. And that's why we do it. So,
yeah. Now, you can't convince the hunter jumpers to switch to eventing?
No, they think we're crazy. They think we're absolutely insane. And they're probably right. But yeah, I have a couple hunter jumper people, mostly because I had an old three-star horse that did a little injury. So now he's like a hunter. So I'm helping his new mom do hunters with him. And it's so funny because he like thanks going into the ring is like the start box or something. And I have to lead him in there to do the hunter classes. But then he goes in and he's very good. But I'm like, we're not going cross country anymore, buddy. I'm sorry. It's just hunter jumper now. But yeah, but she thinks we're insane. She'd never do eventing. No. Nope.
Oh, goodness, that's funny. So tell us about your horse, Mr. Cash Van De Start. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, it's a long name.
It is.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a interesting story. I got him off a video from somebody I didn't know in the Czech Republic that was probably a bad idea. But I saw like this video of him. He was like 5-year-old and somebody was jumping him around. And I was like, oh, that looks like kind of a cute horse, you know, to bring over and resell. And he got here and he was just really, really quirky. I was like, oh no, like this maybe wasn't the best buy. And so I brought him along for a little bit and I tried to sell him. But the problem with him is you really have to have a relationship with him to ride him. So like people would come and try him and he'd like stop and spin around and spook and bolt off. So I couldn't sell him. And then when I had an upper level horse at the time that did an injury. So Mr. Cash was kind of the only horse that I had. And it was like, well, you know, my mom owns the horse for me. And we were like, well, let's just see what he can do, you know? And so I kind of kept riding him and people didn't think much of him, but I couldn't really sell him and he was sound. So I just kept riding him. But by the time I got him to the 3-star level, he started to look pretty promising and we got excited about him and he's just gotten better and better. So now we're going to Kentucky in the 4-star and we hope to do a 5-star with him this fall at Maryland.
Ooh.
So that's the plan.
Ooh.
Big plans.
Yeah.
Big
plans. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Big plans. Yeah. I've done a couple of 4-star longs on him.
Okay.
Yep. I've done a couple of 4 longs on him already. But I decided, you know, he came up to the advanced level during COVID. So he's not used to crowds and that kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, taking him to Kentucky and doing the 4-shore and seeing how he is with the crowds will be a really interesting experience. He's a pretty spooky horse. Like once you get him to the jump, he's really good at the jump, but in between the jumps, he can be a little difficult. So that's what we're seeing what he'll do a little bit once we get to Kentucky with all those people.
Oh my
God. Hopefully he'll be a good boy.
There's no better desensitizing than going to a place like Kentucky then. You learn real quick to kind of get over that.
And like I think we'll see what he'll do. I mean, I did the Grand Prix eventing with him at Bruce's Field here in Aiken, like in March. And it's kind of like a derby cross country, but there are a lot of spectators and he was actually really good. So hopefully he will be really good at Kentucky too. But I think he's ready and we'll see how he does.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So we're going to be there. So we're definitely going to be cheering you on.
Cool.
we'll try to be quiet as you go by. So we're not the reason why he spooks or anything.
Polar flags.
No umbrellas, please.
No.
No flags. He doesn't like umbrellas very much. Oh, yeah. Goodness. So nothing like that.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I think but supposed
we'll
to
see.
Be
I think he always rises to the occasion.
Good. Yeah. No, you'll be good.
I think it's supposed to rain.
Last time I looked, I thought it was like
I think it's supposed to rain.
So, the last time I looked, it was going to be Friday morning. It was going to rain. And then it was just going to be cloudy on Saturday. That was as of this morning. So,
perfect.
You know, weather changes every single day.
All right, I got nothing on Saturday.
You got nothing right on now, Saturday. So you're good. No umbrellas.
Yay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. He doesn't like umbrellas. Oh, so no rain would be good.
No rain.
He's a funny.
good.
No rain.
Yeah. So you're good. You're good. How long is the drive from Aiken to Kentucky?
It's like 7.5 hours, so it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. And we're going to leave tomorrow morning. And so we have a few days to settle in. And it's going to be weird being there with one horse for so many days when I'm used to doing so much more. But it's kind of like a little vacation where you're just stressed sometimes when you're competing. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah, kind of it's a little vacation. You know, I know, like, you know, we know Boyd, and he's used to riding, like, a bunch of horses every day. And when he has to go somewhere with only, like, one or two horses, he's bored.
It's weird.
He was just riding seven this past weekend, so.
Right. Yeah, like, I'm bringing another horse because, like I said, Mr. Cash is really quirky, and one of the things he can't do is be on the trailer by himself. So unfortunately, I have to bring another horse who has to be in Kentucky with him for the whole week because he can't trailer alone.
Oh, my goodness.
He freaks out and actually flips himself over and tries to jump the chest bar. And yeah, he's really bad. So it's not like a try to make him better type of thing. He has to have another horse. Yeah. So I'll have two horses to ride, but I think I'll still be pretty like twiddling my thumbs a lot of the time.
Oh, my goodness. He'll flip. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. He flips himself over. Yeah. He actually on the way coming here when I got him as a 5-year-old from the Czech Republic, he actually flipped himself over and they brought him to me and he was covered in cuts and scrapes and I couldn't ride him for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this one's a little interesting. So yeah, he definitely has his own personality. He's difficult to manage at the shows. On the trailer and everything, but he's a good horse, so we give him what he needs.
Yeah. Usually, like those good horses, you know, you'll just deal with whatever little, I don't know if they're little things, but
the quirkiness
of them.
Yeah, he's very quirky at the ring familiarization. He is so spooky. He spins around. Remember at Carolina, he was like spinning around and he took down the ring, part of the ring, and everyone was laughing, you know, because he's always like that. But then he goes in and he does his job for the most part the next day. So I just, poor people have to like just get out of my way in the ring familiarization. I feel so bad, but that's just, he does it every time he's like that. And then he goes in and he'll do a decent test most of the time. So it's just his personality.
Now, will you do dressage on Thursday or Friday? Or do you not know yet?
I don't know. They haven't put the times out yet. So I'm hoping Thursday, if you say it's going to be raining on Friday.
that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Or, you know, and the crowds are bigger on Friday. So I was thinking, right.
Hopefully you go Thursday.
You'll be good. Let him get his little spins and rears out and warm up and then go in there.
That's what he does.
Put in a perfect test.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
That's awesome. All right. So, Sarah, we are going to play quick fire questions. And quick fire questions is brought to you by Turtleneck. Keep the flies off your horse with the Fly Turtle by going to turtleneck.biz. All right. So it's just 5 questions. And we always say it's called quick fire questions, but you don't have to be quick. You could take your time.
Okay.
All right. But we will have grading at the end.
Yes.
So, all right. So, favorite rider growing up?
I got to go with Darren Cha-Cha.
There we go. Got
it.
Yeah. Yes. Got to do it.
Yep.
Does he still go to Kentucky to spectate or you don't know?
I don't know. I know he's up in Buffalo, New York, but like I said, I haven't seen him in some time, but hopefully I'd love to say hi to him. Yeah. So hopefully he's listening. And if he is, hi, Darren.
Yeah.
I hope you're well.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Do you have any good luck rituals or superstitions before you leave the start box?
I won't wear anything new. Like, I won't wear new breeches. I won't use anything new. I have a certain pair of spurs I wear, a certain cross-country watch. I've had my cross-country helmet cover for probably 15 years, and it's really ragged by now, but I'm very superstitious about anything new. Yeah. Yep.
Which, what are your cross-country colors? This isn't one of the questions, but what are your cross-country colors?
White and red.
Okay.
White and red.
All right. Yeah. So we'll have to remember that on Saturday. All right. If eventing was not an option, what other riding discipline would you want to try?
Oh, I got to go with show jumping. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I love jumping. Wouldn't be dressage. Dressage, I'm just kind of getting through. We got to keep jumping in there somehow. We've got to keep the jumping in there.
Yeah.
But for sure show jumping. And I've actually done some show jumping, pure show jumping, because I've had some young horses that didn't really enjoy the eventing. And I really, really like show jumping a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's show jumping is nice.
And that's where fun. The money is too.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. So I'm switching. I usually make this question the last one, but I'm going to switch it up because I got a different last question this week.
Okay.
But this one is, if you could ride any horse, past, present, or fiction, who would it be?
I've got to go with My Baum.
Oh, yeah.
My Baum, 100%. I clinicked with Tammy Smith. She's the nicest person in the world. She rides beautifully. And that horse is absolutely unbelievable in all three phases. And yeah, he's number one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special horse.
He's, yeah.
He's amazing.
He sure
he's
is.
He's amazing.
And Tammy is too, so...
And they'll be at Kentucky, so I'll get to see him in person.
Yes, yes.
I'm hoping she's going to win it.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this interview's coming out the Wednesday before Kentucky.
Okay.
So the day of the jogs. So we're going to see if you are right. Who is your Kentucky 5-star predicted winner?
Oh... I love Tammy, but I think I have to go with Yasmin. Mm. Yasmin Ingham.
Yeah, world champ.
I think that horse. Yeah, and I think that horse is really in his prime and can put together three amazing performances, and she's an incredible rider. So, yeah. But I'd love for it to be Tammy. So come on, Tammy. You got this. I know.
Spring it home for the United States.
Yeah, I really just want a U.S. rider to win. It's
Me
been a
too.
While.
And, you know, we got Will Coleman on there, too, with Chintonic. And Will's a beautiful rider and produces his horses amazingly well. And that horse is on fire as well. And Liz Halliday. I mean, we have a lot of good horses and good rider combinations here this year. It's going to be a very good competition for sure.
Yeah. Robbie, what's your prediction?
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I mean, you always got to look out for Tom McEwen. Like, he's just incredible. German contingents, always just good. Doesn't really matter who it is. Yeah. But, I mean, if we go off of last year, Tammy should have won. She almost won. So I'm gonna pull with Tammy for this time around.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Not last year. I think the year before.
Yeah,
I don't think she was there
then.
Last year.
Yeah. She picked up the 11.
She had
like
that pin.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a U.S. girl, so I really want the U.S. to win. So I'm.
Yep.
I either want Tammy, but then I like Liz's horse, Mixmaster C.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is his first 5-star, I think.
Yes.
So that's kind of like, I don't know, but he's really good. But then, I don't know. Philip and Z have been on fire lately. Like, his dressage has really gotten better. and his show jumping has really come together. And, you know, cross country, you know, it's Philip.
You can trust Philip to finish.
I'm going to cheat. I'm going to say any of those three.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing top three.
Yeah. Oh, but okay. If I have to pick one, I'm going to say Tammy.
All right.
I'm going to say Tammy, but all right. But so that's our predictions.
Yep.
Here we go. So we're going to see if we're correct. Watch, all of us, all three of us will be wrong. So, but I hope we'll see.
It'll be a good one.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. It's going to be a good week. So, well, how do you think Sarah did?
A++. That was all great.
All right. Thank you.
You get extra credit if you are correct next.
Yes.
But we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait till Sunday.
All right.
Awesome. Now, Sarah, pretty much kind of pulled yourself all together here on your own here, starting like your own business, and you're taking that big leap and everything. Do you have any advice for a young rider looking to make it in this sport?
I would just say you've really got to have a love for the horses first and foremost. Like, I'm somebody who's, you know, I'm in my early 30s and I still haven't done a 5-star, right? And I've been doing this a long time. But you've got to enjoy being around the horses every day, and you've got to be willing to work hard, even if you're not competing at top level. And you've got to be willing to start a horse out from beginner novice and spend 5 or 6 years to get up to the advanced level. And that's what it takes. So, and it takes a lot of work, and you've got to really enjoy the process. And it's not just about getting to the big competitions. It's being there every day and working with the horses. So that would be my advice.
Yeah, very good advice. Yeah. Excellent advice. Well, Sarah, as we wind things down, we always love to recognize any sponsors and supporters you have behind you. So who do you have behind you?
I have a great group of clients and members of my staff who allow me to leave for a week and go away to Kentucky. So I really appreciate that. And I also have to give a shout out to my mom, because she owns Mr. Cash for me. And she is a steadfast supporter. She, you know, took a chance on this horse and took a chance on me, allowing me to keep the ride, and is with me every step of the way. So I have to give a shout out to her. Deborah Kuhn, thank you so much. And we hope we do a good job for you.
Oh, yeah, you will. You'll make her proud. You'll make her proud this weekend.
For sure.
That's what I'm going to try for sure.
Awesome. Now, Sarah, you know, how do people follow along and keep up with your business?
Well, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. You can go to my website, sarahcoonequestrian.com. But yeah, social media, see what we're up to. And I hope you guys reach out.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, it was great getting to know you. And we wish you all the best this weekend, a safe cross-country trip, a safe trip to and from Kentucky, and we hope to see you there.
Okay, I hope to see you guys there. Thank you so much.
Please like and follow Major League Eventing on Facebook and Instagram, and join the Major League Eventers group on Facebook.